Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has recently been traveling around the nation in his role as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, but on the heels of a stinging political defeat of one of his close allies in a northeast Louisiana congressional race, the governor's facing calls to re-engage with Louisiana residents and elected officials instead of traveling around the country pursuing what many suspect are presidential ambitions. Reporter Tyler Bridges covers politics for our content partner, The Lens, and he joins us now to talk about how the governor's extensive out-of-state travel schedule may be affecting him politically. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Can you give us an idea just how much the governor's been traveling lately and where he's been going?
Sure. The Associated Press did a story very recently that said he had been out of the state for 69 days in 2013. And he's been out of the state actually several days since then as well. So he's been gone a lot.
Why? Why so much travel outside of his home state?
Well, the official reason is his chairmanship of the Republican Governors Association. And he has appeared on behalf of various candidates and raising money. But also, as you mentioned, many people believe that he's also trying to further his presidential ambitions, seeking the Republican presidential nomination in 2016.
A lot of the criticism of Governor Jindal occurred after Senator Neil Reiser, who is one of the governor's close legislative allies, lost his congressional district election last weekend. But the governor never campaigned for Senator Reiser, so why is he being blamed?
Sure, it's a little complicated, but what happened is that Congressman Rodney Alexander, who represented that area, northeast Louisiana, he announced that he was not going to seek re-election. Then he announced he was going to resign, and the next day Governor Jindal appointed him to his cabinet. And that created an immediate opening for a special election that Jindal immediately called. And so State Senator Neil Reiser, Republican from northeast Louisiana, a day later had his website up and was already beginning to campaign. So a lot of people thought that Governor Jindal made a deal with Rodney Alexander. Look, you resign right away so I can get my candidate Reiser in there. He'll get a head start in everyone else, and then he'll win that special election. And actually, that boomeranged. The big issue in the election, at least initially, became this deal. It was never proven that there was a deal, but there's a lot of evidence that there was a deal. So everybody tagged Reiser with this, and then out of nowhere came a guy named Vance McAllister, a self-made businessman. And he put a lot of his own money in the race, and McAllister ended up thumping Neil Reiser, who was the governor's candidate in that race. And it appears that Jindal became so toxic as a potential ally of Neil Reiser that Jindal didn't even campaign for him in the race.
What has our Governor Jindal been doing here in Louisiana lately?
Yeah, he's engaged in what's called a 64-parish tour. That's what his staff calls it. He's been visiting towns large and small throughout the state. He will hold what some people just think are photo ops. He'll announce a new investment by a company or that the government is going to spend some money. He's been to 46 of the 64 parishes so far. But interestingly enough, I found in my reporting, what he has not been doing is talking to state legislators. Senate President John Alario told me he had not spoken to the governor since the session ended in June.
Has there been any response at all from the governor to the criticisms of him? Is it going to make a difference?
Well, he says he's on the job, that he'll point to the 64 parish tour, that he is indeed traveling throughout the state. But it is striking the lack of contact he has had with state legislators since the session ended in June. What agenda is he planning to prepare for the 2014 session? It's going to start on March 10th.
Tyler Bridges, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tyler is a political reporter for The Lens.